A tour of the Brilliance settings. Like most of the Brilliance menu items, settings is available both in application and terminal mode. Once you find the item in your menu, you can enter it by either pressing space, enter, pressing in on the joystick, or one of the cursor routing sensors over settings. As with the menus and submenus, your settings are in uncontracted Braille. There are several options in here that can assist you in configuring your Brilliance in the way that works best for you. The first setting within settings that we come to is auto power off. In other words, this is asking you how long you want it to be before your Brilliance powers off completely. You have various options here. 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, or off. So if you want your Brilliance to never turn itself off automatically, you can select this option. To select one of these options, you can either press a cursor routing sensor over it, you can press enter, space, or in on the joystick. So whatever period of time you select, after that period of time has passed with no activity, in other words, no interaction with connected devices, no interaction from you on the Brilliance itself, no keystrokes, etc., the device will completely turn itself off. When an item is selected on the Brilliance in these settings, you will know that that item is the selected item because it will be represented by an 8-dot sign. So you will see all 8 dots raised next to your selected item. So let's say you have something turned on and you turn it off. Next to off, you will see all 8 dots raised. This 8-dot sign allows you to easily recognize and differentiate a selected item from any other items shown as part of the option. The next item in the settings menu is sleep. This is pretty similar to the auto power off, except that it means that your Brilliance will go to sleep after a particular amount of time, rather than turning off completely. You'll be able to wake it up again by pressing any key on the Brilliance. If you have a mobile device, such as an iPhone, you'll be familiar with how a sleep mode works. You have similar options as to what you had in the auto power off. 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10, 15, 20, 30, 45, 60 minutes, and off. After sleep, there's sound. And the only options in sound are turn it on or turn it off. So if you don't want to hear the little beep, for instance, when you turn on or off your Brilliance, you can choose to turn that off by turning off sound. Next is vibration. If you don't want to experience any vibrations on the Brilliance, you can turn them off. And if you change your mind, you can turn them back on. Again, to select any of these options, you can use enter, space, pressing in on the joystick, cursor routing sensors. The choice is totally yours. The next two items in settings are interesting ones. They're called cursor sends, and after that, cursor vib. These stand for cursor sensitivity and cursor vibration, respectively. Cursor sensitivity means how sensitive do you want your cursor routing sensors to be? You have options between 1 and 5, and you can turn off cursor sensitivity completely. I have mine set to 4. That means you have to work a little bit to press over those cursor routing buttons. 1 is very sensitive. I encourage you to play with these various sensitivity settings and see what works best for you. Same thing with cursor vibration. How much is your Brilliance going to vibrate when you press one of those cursor routing sensors? Again, experimentation here may be worthwhile to find out what works best for you. You again can select from 1 through 5 or turn this off completely. I really haven't found a setting that works for me yet in terms of what I like most. After cursor vib, or cursor vibration, you'll find something called computer braille. You'll go in here to set your computer braille table, and you have various options available to you. Remember that within these menu items, you can use first letter navigation to select an item quickly. So for instance, in here, if you want to select French for your table, you can press F, English, E, German, D for Deutsch, etc. Once you find the item you want, you can select that item. The next item in your settings menu is literary braille, and the same concept applies here. You will go in here to select your literary braille table. The third braille option in settings is default braille. Here you will choose whether you wish for literary or computer braille to be your default braille used on the Brilliance. After this setting, we have language, and you will just choose your language from among the choices available. Next, we have one-hand mode, and you can go in here to turn it on or off. Later, I will be showing you how to use one-hand mode in its own module. Then the menu cycles us back around to auto power off. So those are the items available within this menu. One thing to note here, if you accidentally back out of settings and need to go right back into it to reconfigure something, you will be on the setting that you were last on. For instance, if I accidentally back out of settings and I'm on sound and I meant to turn sound off, I can go straight back into settings and it will put me directly back on sound, so I can go into it and select the option I wish to choose.